This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This being a Wednesday, we're going to do another corner office interview. This one to be filed under, oh yeah, somebody's got to be running that company too, I guess. Jay Monahan is the commissioner of the PGA Tour, has been since the beginning of last year. And since it is finally golfing weather in many parts of this country, this seemed like a good time to get him on. Jay, it's good to talk to you.
Kai, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
A little bit of nomenclature here, right? You run the PGA Tour, which is not the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association.
Correct. We were actually one and the same organization up until 1968 and then separated. But we are two separate organizations, but we work very closely together.
You followed a guy, Tim Fincham, who had this job for, I think it's 22 years, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And you've been on the job for a couple of years. What's it like trying to take over an organization that's been run by one guy for 22 years, which is tradition-bound in a lot of ways, and yet now you find yourself in a news, media, and sports environment that is changing almost faster than you can turn around?
Well, I think it's to the first part of your question, Tim did an incredible job leading the PGA Tour for the 22 years. He was the leader, and I had the last 2.5 years of his tenure, I worked closely alongside him as deputy commissioner. You know, during that time frame, you're seeing, you know, a massive amount of change and disruption in the media and technology landscape, and that obviously affects what we're doing. 5 years ago, when you came to a PGA Tour tournament, we didn't allow you to bring your cell phone on site, and we've tried to eliminate a lot of those friction points to take advantage of the social currency that you see from our fans week in and week out. And we've also innovated around formats and schedule. We have big events March through July, and then the FedEx Cup playoffs will move to August and will precede the end of college football and the NFL.
What do you do, though? I mean, for all the Twitter live streaming you're doing and all the calendar rejiggering you're doing, what do you do about fans like me? I mean, I'm not a player, right? I'm a casual golf fan. It's not ever going to happen. I played a couple of par threes, and I'm just not good. But anyway, so I like to watch on television. But only under one condition. Well, two, actually. Mm-hmm. One is sort of Sunday of a big tournament, and really only if, like, Rory McIlroy or Tiger or, like, maybe Phil Mickelson is in, like, the final two pairings. You know? What do you do about people like me?
One of the things that we're seeing over the last several years is there's such depth to our membership. You look right now, and there are, you know, you could argue there are 30 to 35 big names. It's creating a lot of what we call competitive friction. So when I go to bed, you go to bed on Saturday night, there's a decent chance a player that you are attached to or that you've followed is going to have an opportunity to win. And so and really it's making certain that we are telling that story to as broad an audience as possible so that when that opportunity presents itself, you're aggregating the largest audience that you possibly can. And obviously the reemergence of Tiger, Phil's win in Mexico City, and obviously Sergio.
Well, right. Well, except for Sergio, you know, cratering at the Masters, but I guess that's a whole different deal, right?
It's a hard game. It can get you at any given point in time.
Spitball it for me, though. If you have this job for 20 years, 22 years like Tim Fincham did, what does the PGA Tour look like when you step down?
I think you're going to see great growth internationally. And I just think in a day, in an age, in a world where it seems at times that things are getting less and less personal, a sport that is so multi-generational, I think it's in a great position to compete for mind share, to compete from a participation standpoint. And I just think you're going to see it continue to grow.
Well, let me ask you about that, though, because it sounds like you like things the way they are. And yes, you know, sure, CEOs have to say that their enterprise needs to grow. But where's the growth for you?
The growth for the PGA Tour is, you know, you look at our business model, primary revenue streams are sponsorship. And we're continuing to make certain that we are creating the right value equation for them. And I think longer term, there are opportunities to develop more direct relationships with consumers. We've had great success with PGA Tour superstores and our partnership with Arthur Blank. You're going to see us continue to bring our brand forward in ways that directly reach consumer and we think can help grow the game.
Jay Monahan, CEO, actually the commissioner, right, of the PGA Tour. Jay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.
As usual, we've got more of this Corner Office interview on our Corner Office podcast. Jay Monahan on the business model of the PGA Tour. You can subscribe wherever you choose to get your podcasts.